The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr. Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. Our offices are located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, or you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. My guest today is truly a powerful champion for our community, Ms. Cindy Chavez, Vice President of the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors. How are you doing today, Cindy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm excited, Cindy, about what you're doing. I mean, I just can't wait to dive in some of the stuff that we're going to talk about. But I at least want to have our listeners hear a little bit about who you are, Cindy, your journey and how you got to be Cindy Chavez, Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors. Give us a little background.
Oh, you are very sweet. And Carl, I'm so excited to be on your show. So, you know, I have been, I'm now on the a member of the Board of Supervisors for Santa Clara County, and I just became president of the board, and that was particularly important to me this year because this is the 100th anniversary year of a woman's right to vote for suffrage for women in our country. And so it seemed really poignant to me to be chair of the board and president of the board this year. But I grew up, I was born in New Mexico, I grew up in Fremont, and I grew up with parents who really felt like it was important for us to be activists in our community, and that really led me the long way to eventually serving as a leader in the labor movement, becoming a member of the San Jose City Council, and becoming vice mayor of the city, to serving on the Valley Transportation Authority as I do today, and as I'm chair of the Valley Transportation Authority also. Wow. And I'm also the vice chair of the Air Quality District of the nine Bay Area counties. So this is a busy year.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, on a sad note, but it's somebody that really blessed me years ago, and I know you're taking after her. Former Mayor Susan Hammer passed away not too long ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know it, but Mayor Hammer funded the four ethnic chambers in 1990. I know because I was the first executive director for at that time it was the Santa Clara County Black Chamber. She funded the Filipino Chamber, the Vietnamese, Portuguese, and us the Black Chamber. What vision she had in 1990. And Cindy, you know, in our community, and I want to say this because I want it to be out and on air and on a podcast, you have been probably one of the most respected community leaders since I've been around this community. And I'm talking about everybody's community. I mean, you're not just a champion of the Black community, but the Vietnamese community, the European community, the Italian community. People love you, Cindy. I just, I don't know where you're going to go with your political career, but, you know, people love you, and I want you to know that you have our support.
Oh, that's so kind. And I really appreciate you bringing up the legacy of Mayor Susan Hammer, because I think, you know, the fact that she made that investment in so many of our communities has paid off in a lot of ways in terms of the way our county, you know, our city and our county operate today. You know, it's funny, I was, when as I was thinking about Susan Hammer, I was thinking about the most significant contributions she's made, and you could list them off. You know, she built Mexican Heritage. She invested in the arts. She established the Mayor's Gang Task Force. She continued to invest in the diversity that is our community, including the chambers, that she focused really a great deal of effort to get more of our citizenry engaged in boards and commissions, and just was really about not leaving people out, really, but in a very forceful, kind way. And I was, you know, I was reflecting on the fact that we live in a relatively safe, diverse place, in part because of people like Susan and also people like you, Carl, because, you know, there were a lot of advocates that were really trying to get in the door at that time. And it was an incredible coalition of leaders like yourself that really helped, I think, lay the groundwork for the work that, Susan did and the work that you're doing today. So thank you for your leadership, for the Black Chamber of Commerce. Always, you know, here's another thing people don't know is the Black Chamber of Commerce helps so many people. Like, I cannot tell you the number of Latino and Asian businesses that are part of the Black Chamber of Commerce because they feel like you really benefit their ability to establish their businesses in our community.
Oh, so, thank you.
So congratulations for all your good work and, you know, for our whole community. I'm so sorry for the loss of Mayor Hammer, particularly to her family who, you know, shared her with us for so many years.
Oh, she was a wonderful woman. Now, you're leading a charge on something that I really want to dive into when you and I were talking earlier. Tell me a little bit about this 100th anniversary.
Yeah, so we, based on this group of really rowdy women came in to see me.
Rowdy, I love it.
And they said, hey, and this was about 2.5 years ago, they said, hey, what are we going to do to celebrate the 100th anniversary of a woman's right to vote here? And I was like, God, that is such a great question. Mm-hmm. And so with their help, and these were women from the AAUW and the League of Women Voters who really wanted us to celebrate here in Santa Clara County the 100th anniversary. And so we put together this very large coalition of women who are focused this year on voter registration, voter education, and on making sure that everybody counts for the census. So this group of women have really taken that leadership on to spread the word and get the information out and to be, you know, on speakers' bureaus and do any number of things in that area to mark the 100th anniversary, not in a ceremonial way simply, but in a way that's really rooted in activism. So that it's been very exciting. We took over the street in downtown San Jose last August, getting ready for this August, which is the actual anniversary is August 26th. And so we're going to be pulling some events together. And if anybody's interested, they can go to the Office of Women's Policy in Santa Clara County. If you just Google Office of Women's Policy, Santa Clara County, you'll get to their website and you'll see a calendar of events that are available for anybody to participate in.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited about that. Now, I don't want to be the downer of all downers. Man, I'm so worried about events now. It looks like in our community now, things are happening where, you know, people may stop us gathering together. What do you foresee in this, Cindy? Is there something you have thought about, like, what if this coronavirus thing is getting a little crazy? What would we do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the most important issues that we really have to figure out as a community is how do we address community health in the most robust way that we can. And the excitement about that from my perspective is that people are concerned about our health and well-being, and we're really still learning about the virus. But here's what we know about COVID-19 is that we believe that it's very easily transmitted from person to person, that it can be transmitted from a tabletop, you know, to a person, and that everybody in our community needs to wash their hands for at least 20 seconds and do their best not to touch their face, their eyes, nose, or mouth. And it's been a challenge, I know, because even our public health director, who's brilliant and amazing, and we love Dr. Cody, in a press conference as she's explaining not to touch your face, touches her face because it's so, we all do it, right?
Right, so natural.
And, yeah, and so part of it is that we're going to have to be really, really diligent about hygiene. But the second part of it is that because we know it's can be very contagious, we're also looking at whether or not it makes sense for us to prohibit events over 50 people, and particularly in indoors where it's very crowded. So just one other thing I would say about that is that, you know, we're really trying to work closely with all of our partners at the federal level. The cities have been great partners, and we're going to do, I think, whatever actions we take are going to be those actions we believe are in the best interest of the health and welfare of the community. And that's really what we're focused on right now.
Isn't that very interesting? All these wonderful ideas we have to bring people together and to celebrate, you know, the diversity. I mean, I'm doing a big event in September, you know, the Silicon Valley Heritage Expo. You know, it's all about living and celebrating diversity. And now something like this comes. We're just praying and hoping by September it's not that way, because we want to bring people together. I mean, part of the things you do at the county, you know, you're looking at public safety and health, but you bring people together for coalitions of all types, right? It's crazy when we can't bring ourselves together.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I also think we want to do the best we can not to interrupt people's lives, because we have to go on living. We just have to do it in the safest way that we can. Yeah. I think one of the challenges is that safety, you know, is something that is really our highest priority as a government, is really to protect people's safety and balance people's civil rights. And so that's what we're going to have to be taking a much deeper dive on. The other thing I'll just say is that we've seen other communities that are a little ahead of us in terms of the virus, and you can see that it's had a huge impact on Washington and Seattle, King County in particular. So recognizing that, you know, is something that we're going to have to do just to make sure we keep on, like I said, focusing on public health, but also balancing that with our daily lives.
Yeah, you know what I like to do, and I'm going to take it up on the second half. The fact that you're on the Valley Transit Authority, that's going to be something that we can talk about, how that can possibly, you know, be some way that people can hear now some of the plans and thoughts that people are doing. But right now, we're going to leave it right there, Cindy. We're going to get more of you on the second half. I like it. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
For over 25 years, the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and its Center for Entrepreneurial Development have been leaders in providing education and entrepreneurship training to small businesses in Silicon Valley, especially African-American-owned businesses. Their programs, services, and initiatives are designed to help and support those wanting to get into business and to turbocharge those already in business for super success. In addition, Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce offers mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business, all with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Center's consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and see how they can help you start, finance, grow, and even exit your business, all for more profit. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com.
And now back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Well, she's not every woman, but she is a woman, Miss Cindy Chavez, District 2, Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors, the new president of the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors. Welcome back, Cindy.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me. I'm still so excited to be part of your show, Carl. I thought I would just take a minute to talk a little bit about what's happening with the Valley Transportation Authority. And the reason I'm raising it is, as all of your listeners will know, that we're a county that has taxed ourselves so that we could bring BART to Silicon Valley. And we have two stations, one in Milpitas and the other in the Berryessa area of San Jose, that are coming close to being online and available, we're going to know a little bit more about the timing of their opening, but they are beginning testing right now, which is very exciting, I think, because our communities waited way, way too long to be connected via BART to the East Bay and San Francisco.
Oh, man, that's going to be fantastic. Oh, we're going to love that. I love VTA. So tell us more. Tell us more about that.
Well, what's really going to be exciting, I think, is that we have a lot of young people and businesses that want to be able to do business all over the Bay and want to be out of their cars. So one of the most exciting things, I think, is going to be allowing for young people, all of us, I still want an education, but all of us, to be able to get to a number of universities that are along the route, including San Jose State, that will have a direct bus link to the Berryessa Station, so people would be able to take BART, get on the bus, and come into downtown San Jose while we're beginning the construction and activities to finish bringing BART all the way to the Dearden Arena Station and out into Santa Clara. So that's actually very, very exciting. And I think, people are really very jazzed and can hardly wait for it to open. The other, though, is it's a great business corridor. As you know, that we've got a very busy port in Oakland and San Francisco in that area, and we want to be able to make sure that our businesses have access to the warehouses and the ports and all of those other really beneficial, I would say, infrastructure for our entire economy in the Bay. And so that's also very exciting.
Oh, man. You know, when you think about all that together, when BART or whatever rapid transit system, because, you know, there's some new things that are out, too. Matter of fact, I have a friend, and I'll talk to you about it after the show, that he has a Cybertran, and he's got a wonderful transportation, you know, vehicle. When you think about transportation, you think about jobs, you think about housing, you know, I mean, a good transportation system opens all that up. So now you don't have to have all housing in one area, which is a real big issue. You know, when people talk about, why don't you build housing near the jobs? Well, you know, you just can't always do that, right, Cindy?
Mm-hmm. Well, and also here's something else we're learning about transit users, that the closer a job is to a transit stop, the more likely someone is to use it. So even if you live close from a housing perspective, like if you live near it and you can take it, but you still have to travel a bit far on the other end, people are less likely to do it. And so what we're really trying to do is make sure that we're building both housing and employment opportunities right on top of these stations, both for BART and, for example, Caltrain. If you think about it, you know, between Caltrain and BART, what they keep off of Highway 17, as us old-timers call it, or 880, or 101 is, you know, it's a whole lane of traffic. Yeah. And so we've really got to make sure that we continue to invest in these, these kinds of transportation institutions or assets that really can move lots and lots of people all day long, late into the night, so that we don't have to use our cars nearly as much. And not only does our economy really rely on that, but, you know, the planet does too, for us to, you know, the number one contributor to greenhouse gases and climate change is really all the cars that we drive. So, you know, this is an opportunity to do something that's good for the economy as well as good for the planet. And often, you know, we look at those things as being opposed to each other, but that's really not the case.
No, I see that, man. And I'm so glad that you're one of our leaders, because you seem to grasp that. You know, I'll talk to people many times and I'll say, you know, you cannot stop this autonomous vehicle future, because that's going to help do all the things you and I were just talking about. And when I think about Google moving downtown near the Dearden Station and now BART coming there, I mean, you're talking about a smart city, right? That's, you know, it's eventually you're going to have to go that way.
I think you're so wise, Carl. I think we can't, I think we can't imagine that we're going to halt progress.
Yes.
But we can be part of shaping it, right? Like the next generation of automobiles has got to be, greenhouse gas free. And whether that is hydrogen or electric or all of the other opportunities, I think that we're going to start to see, because we do live on a planet with brilliant people. And I think that transportation is one of the most profound changes that we're going to see in the next 10 years is going to be in that whole market. And I think that's going to be a combination of you know, new software and, you know, new materials to make sure that cars are safe but not quite so heavy. I mean, I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
Well, you know, that's what our area. We live in Silicon Valley. We're supposed to be people that think like that, right? You know, Cindy, I want to get this out twice if I can. How can people reach you to help you in some of the things that you're doing? So you can give them any email address or however you want our listeners to hear what you're talking about and say, I want to get in touch with Cindy.
Oh, I would love that. And, you know, first of all, if you Google Santa Clara County, our board pops up pretty easy. So I want to let people know they don't have to have the exact address, but they can reach out to me at cindy.chavez@boss.scc.gov.org. And my name is cindy.chavez@boss.scc.gov.org. But if you Google me and you Google Santa Clara County, you're gonna see it. It'll be easy to get a hold of me. And I'm very interested in, you know, better understanding what our community's needs are. And I'm always open to new ideas and a good, thoughtful discussion.
I want you to give the information, since we're giving stuff out, about the 100 again, the Office of...
Office of Women's Policy. And if you Google the Office of Women's Policy and... you can very easily find the calendar for the Women's 100th Anniversary Celebration. And they'll respond. But if you email me, I'll get you connected to them as too. to get you connected to them as well.
Now, let's talk about your election, right? You just got elected again, right?
Yes, yes.
So how long is that going to be for?
Well, I am going to be here for another 4 years, and I'm really super honored to get to serve the residents of this community. It's like really pretty amazing to get to do it.
People don't know how, you know, unless you've lived here for a while and you've seen the dynamics, I just personally want to say that our Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors, with you, Dave, Susan, all of us, Joe, and all, I mean, for that group for the last few years has been one fantastic group. And some of the things you guys have done, you're talking about bold leadership. I mean, funding the Roots Clinic and the studies that you guys are doing.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Supervisor Ken Yeager and Dave Cortese, and now with Susan Ellenberg. Yeah, I think this is an exciting time. And, you know, I'm blessed to serve with good, good people. And, you know, I'm honored to do it. Truly honored.
I always think about, you know, sometimes people in politics, you know, you hear labor versus business. And you, like Dave, Cindy, I think you've crossed both. And I think you have the trust of both. When people talk labor, people talk business, you're able to bring them together. Don't you believe that, too?
That's my goal. You know, life is hard enough without making up fake fights. And I do think that when we're looking at a planet that needs saving and, you know, issues that are so dire, the idea that we wouldn't work together as constantly as we can makes no sense to me at all. Zero. So putting all of that aside, you know, it allows us to tackle big problems, climate change, a strong business, a strong economy, creating room for more women and people of color in business and in leadership. I mean, that's, you know, when our focus gets onto whose ox is more gored instead of, you know, how we're trying to pull the world forward and our region forward, it's a real waste of time, I think.
Well, I just know that we've been blessed to have you as a supervisor, but a public servant all this time, and we look forward to another 4 years for that. Is there anything you want to say as we wrap up? We got about a minute to go. Is there anything you'd like to close on?
I would just encourage folks to get on the Office of Women's Policy website for Santa Clara County. There are a lot of really great opportunities there, including some grants, mini grants that folks can get to celebrate the 100th anniversary, right in their own communities. They're small grants. I think they're $500 I mean, maybe like $50 to $2,500 to be able to put on events and bring your neighbors out or do events at schools or libraries. And, you know, you don't, I don't even think you need to be a nonprofit to, I think you need to have a nonprofit who would be willing to, you know, sponsor you, but this is a real opportunity to get deep into our communities and celebrate.
Man, I love it, Cindy. We're going to have to bring you back. Well, we're out of time right now, but we want to thank our guest today, Ms. Cindy Chavez, president of the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors. You can hear this show again via podcast from our website at blackchamber.com. Under radio, hit podcast. But until next week, we're saying stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections, where your success comes from your connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.